Jack, when you look at the overall picture for you and your line, is it a question of it's you're playing well, but the puck's not going in? Or how have you looked at both your performance and your line so far?
A little bit of both. I don't think we're thrilled with the way we're playing. I know myself personally, I feel like I've got another level. And I'm sure the whole line kind of feels like that. But definitely we've had some chances and they haven't gone in. But at the same time, I think we want to create a lot more. So I think we're pretty hungry with ourselves to be a little bit better here.
In what ways do you think you can be better?
I think we just got to find a way to get the puck on our stick a little more. I want the puck, and you know, plays come from that. I think we're just doing a little too much for a forechecking and not getting it back right now. We got to find a way to get it, and that's where the production comes from. You got to get the puck first.
Now, on Friday, you did practice with JJ. We don't know if that's going to be the case on Saturday, but if it is, you've played with JJ a lot in Rochester, here in Buffalo. What makes you two mesh really well together? Because you have in both leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's some chemistry. For one, we both think the game well and can read off each other, but I think we just are pretty competitive with each other and push each other to be better. So when we get to play together, it's a lot of fun, and we've had some success before. So if we do end up playing together, I think it'll be a positive sign. I think it'll be a good match.
Now, Dylan seemed like a natural for you two. You know, he stepped in. He didn't play with you guys in Rochester, but he played with you guys as a line. What made him a good match for the two of you?
I mean, he makes players better. So, you know, I think you can play him with anyone. And with me and JJ, he was an awesome fit. You know, he does so many little things right. And I feel like even we were playing mostly with him in our rookie year, and he was – you know, only in his second or third year, but he was a defensive rock kind of for us, and we were able to have a lot of success through that.
You've been getting some power play time. The power play looked better against Los Angeles, but it didn't produce anything. How can you guys now get it to the next step?
I mean, just keep giving ourselves good looks. I think that's all you can do on a power play is stick to the basics, you know, get the zone set up, win battles, off-shot recoveries, and if you give yourself looks, eventually they're going to go in. I thought we had a couple good ones yesterday, so we'll keep producing looks and hopefully some results come.
One thing you know with the Florida Panthers, you're going to play a hard game. I mean, they play a hard game all the time, so you basically, even though you don't have a lot of tape on them from this year, you know what you're getting, don't you?
It's going to be a tough test. Yeah, they're a really good team, and they play hard every time we've played them, so we got to bring our compete level.